I think we're entering into a new realm tonight. Want to go into a new realm? Thank you, Lord God. Only the Holy Spirit can bring all this together. God wants to take us into a realm of glory. You know, a realm is like a kingdom, a dominion. It's a territory. Anybody want to go into some new territory? Spiritually? It's a sphere, a domain. God's given you a new domain name tonight. You know, for our church website, we have a domain name. And we pay a fee to secure that domain name. If we don't pay the fee, then we'll lose our domain name and someone else can take that name. Amen? So God's given you a new domain name, a new spiritual address, so to speak. And so in the realm of glory, you're going to need four things. Number one, you're going to need faith to see. Amen. Say that. Say faith to see. Why do you need faith to see? Because the realm that we want to go in is unseen by the natural eye. Amen? And so you're going to need faith to see. Then, secondly, you're going to need faith to hear. And there are times when God breaks the sound barrier and he lets us hear his audible voice. Now, I have never heard God's audible voice. But that doesn't mean he doesn't speak. You know, he's got so many ways to speak. I usually hear the still small voice. And because God knows me, if I heard the audible voice, you know, that might shake you up a little bit. But however God speaks to you, he can speak to you. He can get your attention. If you're a visual person, then he'll let you see things. If you're an audible learner, he'll let you hear things. If you're a hands-on type of person, he'll let you put your hands on something. Amen? God knows how to reach you. Thirdly, you're going to need faith to know. Because salvation is about all who you know. Paul said, I know in whom I believed. So you're going to have faith to know. All right? And then fourthly, you're going to have faith to speak. You're going to have to be able to communicate what you see and what you hear and what you know. And I think that sometimes we need to declare more than pray. Yeah, I mean, there are things that we need to pray about, but there are things that we need to declare. Declare a thing, and it shall be so. You know, did Jesus tell his disciples, hey, Peter and James and John, let's get together and pray about this fig tree? No. He just said, he spoke to it. He declared. You know, they didn't have a prayer meeting at Lazarus' tomb. Did they? Oh, let's gather the church together and pray for Lazarus' dead body. No, it wasn't a time to pray. It was a time to declare. There are times to pray, but then there are times to declare. Some of you need to declare victory. You need to declare that you prosper and be in health. You need to get bold about it. You need to say, I prosper and I'm in health as my soul prospers. Sometimes if God said it, you don't have to necessarily pray about it. Go to 2 Kings chapter 6. And we might get to Acts. Hopefully, I don't know. But this is where we're going to start. Because there is something in Acts 12 that relates to this. 2 Kings chapter 6. And this is the story of about Elisha. And Elisha was concerned about the next generation, and he had a school of prophets that he established. Okay? And in verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 6, it says, "And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold," now look at that word, behold. What does that speak to? When you behold, what are you doing? You're looking. What are you looking to? Behold what? Now. Do you know that we serve a living God? Where does God live? Huh? In you, yes. But there's another place he lives. You know, you want to know where God lives? He lives in the now. Now faith is. Now the day, today is the day of salvation. Now, he lives in the now. Yes, he lived in your past, he lives in your present, and he lives in your future, but he lives in the now. Right now, this very moment. That's why God lives in the now. That's why suddenlies can occur. Something can spring up, like, boom, there it is. It wasn't there before, but there it is. Think about the earth. It was dark, it was form, it was void. God said, let there be light. Boom! I believe in the Big Bang Theory. God spoke and bang, it was done. See, God saw into the unseen and he communicated what he saw, and then what he said came to pass. Guess what? You're created in his image and his likeness. So you have the ability to see and hear things in the spirit, then you can communicate that here on earth, and then God will establish it. Okay, so behold now. Are you looking at your circumstance or at God's provision? Are you looking at the giant alive or are you looking at him dead? What do you see now will make a difference what occurs next. Look unto Jesus. That's why we were singing that song, Thank You, Jesus. It's all about him. Listen, when miracles occur, no man can take the glory. And if you do, you might go eat grass out in the field. A miracle wasn't designed to say, look at me, look at me. Every miracle is designed to say, look at him, look at him. Okay? Behold now. The place where we dwelt with you is too small for us. Thank God for expansion. Amen? Let us go, we pray thee, unto the Jordan, and take every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. I like that. They came to him with an idea, and he said, go. I like that. All right? And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with your servants. And he answered, I will go. He said, great, I'm going to go to this. They're going to have a beam cutting party. And Elisha says, I wanted to go. So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down wood. All right? But, everybody say but. As one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. What is an axe head made out of? Does iron float? And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. He didn't own it. He was borrowing it. And when you borrow something, you want to take care of it, right? He was in, you might say he was in a pickle. Okay? And the man of God said, where did it fall? King James says, where fell it? Thank God we don't speak Elizabethan English regularly anymore. And he showed him the place. Now, I want you to understand something. Never stop beholding the now. It didn't say behold yesterday. It didn't say behold tomorrow, but behold the now. Wherever you are, the now is. And he cut down a stick and he cast it in there. What do you think that stick represents? Probably the cross. The cross can cure any situation. Because the cross was supernatural. That's where God took our sin upon himself. And what happened to the axe head? It floated. See, when you behold the now, it doesn't matter what happens in your circumstance, you can change your circumstance with Jesus, with the power of God. Because Elisha was a person who lived in the realm of glory. He kept his focus on supernatural, not on natural. Yes, circumstances in life will occur. But if you don't take your eyes off of Jesus, he can change those circumstances. So maybe you're in a circumstance right now that's not pleasant, that's not nice. God can change that circumstance. And the way a miracle is going to occur is by unconventional means. What do you mean? Throw a stick in the water? Are you crazy? Man, Elisha's lost his rocker. I lost an axe and he's throwing sticks in the water. What is he trying to do? Skip that stick across the water? See, a miracle is going to occur by unnatural means. Why? Because a miracle is not natural. It's supernatural. In other words, a miracle can supersede the natural laws that we live by in this earth realm. Aren't you glad that we have a God that can supersede natural laws? When the devil tries to put a limit on you, God can overcome that limit. When there's a mountain that springs up in your way, you can tell that mountain to move. That's a miracle, isn't it? When a mountain moves, when your path gets freed up, that's a miracle. Greatest miracle ever all is when someone gives their heart to the Lord. Amen. Only God can change a person's heart and mind. That's the greatest miracle. And the iron did swim. You talk about a miracle. The iron swam. The iron came up to the top. It wasn't even Elisha's axe head. It was someone else's. But see, he beheld the now. Let's go to the next story in the same chapter. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. Now you got to get this picture. The head of Syria is having a war council meeting. All of his generals, only him and his generals are there, and they're making plans to war against Israel. But how many know that nothing is unknown to God? I don't care what the devil plans against you, God knows how to defeat him every time. There's nothing that the devil can do to you that God doesn't know about, and that God can always rescue you from anything that the devil tries. Because the devil is stupid and God is smart. Say the devil is stupid. He's dumb. Anybody that gets kicked out of heaven is dumb. And the man of God, notice this now, sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that you pass not such and a place, for there the Syrians are come down. Who was he? He was a man of who? Are you a woman of God? Are you a man of God? Then you have access to insight and to knowledge that others don't. Because you're a man and a woman of God, you have insight. You have an inside. You have access to the now. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? He thought that his own war council, that he had spies in his camp. No, but we got a Holy Spirit-filled satellite network that sees the unseen, that knows the unknown. We have access to the greatest information network ever, called the Holy Spirit. He was there at creation. He knows how things are supposed to work, and God has placed the Holy Spirit in us as believers, because that's necessary for miracles. You have to have faith to know, faith to see, faith to hear, and faith to speak. Here Elisha knew. It was revealed to him by God what Syria was planning to do. And verse 12, and one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. Listen, God knows what the devil tries to do to you. But he also knows that he's given you everything, that you don't have to take what the devil does to you. All right. Verse 13, and he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore, he sent their horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early, he went forth. He got up, he had his morning coffee, and he was just going to go out for some fresh air. Behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots, and his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do, or what shall we do? This is another pickle, isn't it? Okay? But it's nothing for the people who behold now. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes. He needed a different perspective. He was looking at the host, the chariots, and the horses, because that's what he could see. See, but Elisha lived in a realm with no fear. You know, Elisha didn't get up one day and said, you know what, today I think I'm going to be afraid today. He lived in a realm where he didn't have to fear anything. Say this with me. Say, I can live without fear. I can be fear-free. Right now. Fear? You have no grip on me. I'm free from you. You can't hold me down. I'm free. Bible even says perfect love comes in. It casts out how much fear? All fear. You can't, miracles and fear can't live in the same place. It's like trying to mix oil and water. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus was attested by miracles. Miracles that he did proved who he was. And he did so many miracles that if we wrote everyone down in a book, there wouldn't be enough books to contain all the things that he did in 3 years. Whoa. Think about that. What Jesus did in 3 years, you know, and God says, man, what's taking you guys so long? I've given you the Holy Spirit in you. My word is there for you. What's taking you so long to believe? You're looking at the wrong thing. You got to behold the now. Now, when you're faced with something, you don't know exactly how God is going to do it. You don't always know what God is going to do. Tonight, I didn't know what God was going to do. I don't know how he's going to do it. I just know he's going to do it. That's all you have to know. You don't have to know anything else other than God is going to do it. God will do it. Matter of fact, let's change it. God already did it. How's he going to do it? I don't know. What's he going to do? I don't know. All I know is he's going to do it. That's all I know. I don't know anything else but Jesus Christ and him crucified. You don't have to know. You don't have to orchestrate the miracle. Praise God. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get this miracle done? Just do whatever God says. First miracle that Jesus ever did. He was at a wedding. They needed party supplies. What? They were out of what? No one, it wasn't death or it wasn't life or death. They needed wine. And Mary, she beheld the now. She carried miracle in her womb for 9 months. She nursed the miracle worker. She watched the miracle worker, and things that she saw, things that she heard about him, she kept in her heart. And she was ready to operate in miracles whenever needed. Welcome to the miracle EMT. Say, I'm a miracle EMT. That means you're a miracle going somewhere to happen whenever needed. You're on call 24 hours a day. Because it's not by your power, it's not by your might, it's by the Spirit of God. God just needs someone to know something, to hear something, to say something, and see something. That's all he needs. Because that's how he hooks up with you. He shows you, he tells you, you can speak, and you know. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, that's a revelation of something you don't know. A word of knowledge, God shows you something you don't know. But others may know it, but he's showing you so that you know it supernaturally. How did Jesus know that the woman at the well had 5 husbands? It was shown to him by the Spirit of God. Anyway, back to the wedding. Got a little sidetracked, a word from our sponsor, no extra charge. So Jesus was at the wedding, and Mary must have had some part, she must have known really well the person who was conducting the wedding. Because when they ran out of wine, she knew it, first of all. So she was in tune with what was happening, and she knew exactly where to go. Jesus, you're going to play the part of Jesus right now, all right? Your name starts with a J anyway, so it's close. She said, Jesus, they need wine. And he's like, woman, it's not my time. But you know what? Those who behold the now don't care about time. She said, Jesus said, it's not my time. She turns to the servants and says, whatever he says, do it. They were going to hear something. What did they hear? Fill the pots with water. Wait a minute. What did they need? And he's telling them to fill them with what? Do you even get wine from water? No, it comes from grapes or some other fruit. It's a totally unnatural way of doing something. In order to have a miracle, you got to be able to step out of your comfort zone. You got to be able to be willing, at least, to do something you've never done, no matter how strange it seems. But the thing of it is, as long as you know God, as long as you can recognize His voice and His leading, then that's all you need to know. And it doesn't matter how strange or how weird or how unnatural it is. Fill the pots with water. She didn't give a hoot what Jesus said. Even he said, it's not my time. She didn't care. She said, I don't care if it's your time. It's my time. I'm calling upon this miracle. It's a time for a miracle, and a miracle is going to happen. They need water, or they need wine. Okay, fill the pots. The servants heard. That's all they needed. They needed to hear something. Once they heard something, they did. They filled the pots with water. Now, from the time they took a dip of that water and they brought it to the host of the feast, a transformation took place in that water. It went from being water. Jesus changed the entire chemistry of that liquid into something totally different. And that was his first miracle. And when the host tasted that wine, he said, "Woo! This is the best wine." He said, most people put the best out first, but you've saved the best for the last. Let me tell you something. God's saving his best for the last. You ain't seen nothing yet. You have not, oh, what's the term, Lord? You have not exhausted, thank you. You have not exhausted your miracle supply. You have not yet exhausted your miracle supply. What am I saying? There are more miracles for God to perform for you. Simply by being his child, you are a candidate for a miracle. And you know what? God even did some miracles to people who weren't his children, but the miracle helped them be a child. So this servant of Elisha, all he could see was the soldiers. He wasn't living in the now. He was living in the physical realm, that you're governed by your physical senses. If I can't taste it, feel it, see it with these eyes, hear it with these ears, or smell it, it doesn't exist. But yet we know that the things that do exist were made by the things we can't see. So the things we can't see is more real than the things we actually do see. Because the things we can't see produce what we can see. So what we can't see is more real. And that's how we need to live in our minds. We got to behold the now. Elisha saw in the spirit realm. He knew and was confident of the resources that God had available to him. He knew that if he needed something in the natural, he could go to the spirit and get it. Where does your healing come from? Comes from the spiritual realm. Because Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life. Oh, this is so good. Elisha prayed. Prayer accesses the supernatural. Prayer manifests the supernatural. Prayer gives access to others who are hindered in some way. Look at verse 16. And he answered, what was the first thing Elijah said to his servant? Fear not. Living in the realm of glory is living in the fear-free zone. There is no fear here. Okay? Fear not. See, you're going to have courage to do, you're going to have courage to look into the Spirit. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Say, I've got more on my side than the devil has. That ought to just give you courage just to that. Amen. There's more for you than there is for the devil. The devil only got a third of the angels, but you got two-thirds. Amen. You have the greater portion. The Lord opened his eyes. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Do you need your eyes open tonight? Have you been hindered because all you're seeing is the natural and you're not seeing the what's behind it? You're not seeing behind the scenes? God will give you, he'll take you up to the skybox of heaven. He'll give you a different perspective. The Lord opened his eyes. He saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Notice who they were around. Notice who they were around. Elisha. So he lived in the realm. They were. So this servant saw all that was around Elisha. Horses and chariots of fire. That's the glory of God. That's the goodness of God. That's the power of God. Would you be confident if you know that you had fiery horses and chariots around you? Why don't you know it? You do have it. You have the same thing that Elisha had. Come on. You have the same resources available to you. Say, I have the same resources available to me that were available to Elisha. Let's say it one more time. Say, I have the same resources available to me that was available to Elisha. One more time. I have the same resources available to me that were available to Elisha. Same. Why? I'm the same God. I change not. Not me, but God. I'm the same yesterday, the day of Elisha, as I am today, your day, and forever. I will never change. You can be confident in this one thing. No matter what changes, God will never change. And then notice that when the natural soldiers, they were smote with blindness because they were already blind in their heart. So Elisha, notice what he said. Elisha prayed unto the Lord. Now notice what happened after he prayed. What did he do? He said, very good. He said, listen, how do you handle yourself after you pray? You better have some boldness after you pray. After you pray, you better not say, well, I hope so. You better have settled the question in prayer before you declare. Oh, that's good. Settle the question in prayer before you declare. That just came to me. I like that. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word. And then Elisha led the whole army to Israel. If you read the story, one man defeated an entire army. Now, you don't have to be someone special to operate in the supernatural. Anybody know Cornelius? He was a Roman centurion. But he followed God as much as he knew. He was a devout man. He feared God. He prayed and he did one other thing. He was a giver. There's something about our giving that when we give to God, it really gets his attention. Anytime that you give, whatever you give, God is a giver. And your giving reflects his nature and makes him happy. God took notice of Cornelius' giving of his alms. You know what happened? He got to see into the supernatural. He had a vision of an angel. And the angel gave him instructions. So not only did he see, but he also heard. And he knew. He knew that he was supposed to get Peter. He didn't know what Peter was going to give him. He didn't know what Peter had to say. He just said, go get Peter. So he sent the men to go get Peter. God preparing Peter. That was a supernatural. That was miraculous. God wants to open your eyes tonight. He wants to open your ears tonight. He wants you to know. And he wants you to speak. Say, I'm a powerhouse for God. Now, let's say it again, but I really want you to say it with some oomph. Say it again. I'm a powerhouse for God. One more time. Say, I am a powerhouse for God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for unlocking the doors to the supernatural. Right here, right now, you are a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Sometimes God does things, it's a miracle. Other times, it's a sign. Other times, it just simply makes you wonder. Don't try to figure God out. He's not the God of the mind. He's the God of the heart. You just have to accept God for who he is with your heart. Amen? By faith. You have faith to see, faith to hear, faith to know, and faith to speak. Because you are to carry on his will on earth. You're supposed to carry out his purpose. Say, I am brave. I am courageous. Say, I can face the enemy.
I can face the enemy.
Because I'm confident in God. Do you think David saw himself as a victor or a victim?
Victor.
Right. Guess what? You get what you see. What miracle do you need? Let me put it this way. What do you need God to do for you? Whatever you need God to do, I want you to know that he's willing to do it, he wants to do it, and he is capable of doing it. I want you just to stand up, if you can. If you can't, you can sit down. And I want you to pray, God, open my eyes so that I can see. Father, in Jesus' name, you are the God who opens eyes. You allow us to see into your spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus, see yourself with whatever you need. Amen? If you need something in your family, I want you to see yourself with that thing. If you need finances, I want you to see God's provision coming to you. If you need help, I want you to see God helping you. If you need a job, see yourself working. Look beyond this natural realm. See yourself blessed. See yourself full of joy. See yourself, if you need peace, see yourself in the most peaceful place that you could imagine in your mind. God loves you. Yes, Father, breathe on us tonight in the name of Jesus. And I know I've gone a little bit long, but Lord, we just need to take some time in your presence right now. Father, thank you that we have faith to see, faith to hear, faith to know, and faith to speak. Young or old, doesn't matter. And grab hold of what you see. Grab hold of what you hear. Grab hold of what you know. Embrace it with confidence. Possess it. Whether it's healing, maybe you just need to be uplifted. Maybe you've been down. Maybe, you've made mistakes. It doesn't matter. Before Peter denied the Lord, Jesus told him, he said, Peter, I pray that your faith fail not, and when you return, strengthen your brethren. Even though Peter denied the Lord, he saw himself strengthening his brethren. And that's what helped him overcome his failure. If you failed, you can overcome it. Amen? If you get knocked off the horse, get back up. Dust yourself off and get back on that horse again. Just because you got knocked down doesn't mean you're done. Amen. Supernatural. Glory to God. And if anybody needs prayer for anything, I'll be more than happy to pray for you.